You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to start sharing stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Attitude of Gratitude. This is an important topic, and it's one of the keys to happiness in my experience. And we're constantly getting stories from people who have turned their attitudes and their lives around by actively counting their blessings and focusing on what they have instead of what they lack. The wonderful thing about counting your blessings and practicing gratitude is that you don't have to be born with that tendency. You can learn how to be a thankful person and get all the emotional benefits of gratitude. It only takes a little practice to make it a regular part of your outlook, a daily habit. And that's what we're talking about today, how you can make gratitude a habit. In our first story, Sarah Budka Ammerman tells us that she started using a gratitude jar after she was told that her cancer was in remission. She thought it might be a good way to stay upbeat while she recovered from cancer and navigated her divorce. She used a medium-sized mason jar, and she filled it periodically with notes listing the things for which she was grateful. And it has become a natural act for her now, an important part of her routine. Every year on New Year's Day, she starts with an empty jar, and then throughout the year, she scribbles notes on scraps of paper detailing the things she's grateful for or the moments that brought her joy. She says, "Every January when I open the jar, it's like rereading my diary." And then she goes on to say, "The jars aren't just filled with happiness and joy. The jars are life, the good and the bad. They remind me of the things I have as well as the things I've lost. They remind me to hold on with both hands to the memories of the people and places I love. They remind me that even during the darkest winter, there will still be moments worth writing down." She says when she opens the jar in post-holiday January, she is transported back in time to when good things happened in her life, even little things like petting someone's dog, or medium things like eating in a new restaurant, or big things like learning that her friend was able to conceive a baby after chemo. Sarah says, "Honestly, I never really cared much for New Year's Eve, but now I look forward to it every year. It isn't just the start of a new calendar year and all that comes with it. It is the chance to reflect on and enjoy all the moments that filled the past 12 months. And every year when I add that first note, always on New Year's Day, I realize that one of the things I am most thankful for in my life is an inexpensive mason jar." There are lots of ways to cultivate a gratitude habit. Sarah did it by putting notes in a mason jar. Eve Turek employed another strategy, one that is very popular among our writers, and that is making a list. Eve started writing a gratitude list after a friend basically got tired of hearing all her complaints about what was going on in her life. Her friend said, "You already know all that is going wrong in your family life right now. I promise you there is still beauty around you that you never notice. Doing a nightly gratitude list will help you find that beauty again." Eve's friend told her to get a small notebook, the kind used for writing grocery lists or daily tasks. She told her to number each page from 1 to 10 and then write down 10 things she was grateful for each day. And she couldn't write the same things every day. It had to be 10 new things that happened that day or things that Eve thought about as being good in her life. Her family had been going through a very difficult time, and there had been tons of drama. So according to her, This new gratitude practice, as prescribed by her friend, was life-changing. Every night, she wrote down 10 things she was thankful for. Sometimes it was hard to come up with 10 items, but she took her friend's advice on that too. She didn't have to write down big, momentous things. She could write down little things like finding a pretty bird feather on the ground or getting a nice hug from her grandson. Eve says, looking for gratitude list items became a quest that took me through the hours of each day as I wondered, what will I find to give thanks for tonight? She says that more than 17 years have passed since her first gratitude list, and her daily gratitude habit is still working for her. We started that story with a quote from the actor Will Arnett, who said, I am happy because I'm grateful. I choose to be grateful. That gratitude allows me to be happy. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers, and you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And hey, would you like to become one of our storytellers? We're always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just check the Submit Your Story section of our website to see what we're working on. And you'll find writing guidelines there as well so that you can craft the best possible nonfiction story for one of our books. Please come back for our next episode to hear two stories about how you can pursue your passion and find true happiness from our recent bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness.